Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
Please leave your Bibles open there at Hebrews chapter 1. Let's pray before we get into God's word. Father God, we pray that as we approach your word now, your Spirit would guide us, that you would remind us of who you are, of your love for us, and of what you have done for us through your Son. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Often around this time of year, when the kids are on school holidays, Tam will set up a card table in our lounge room and start a jigsaw puzzle. Now, I don't know how other people do their jigsaw puzzles in their houses, but in our house, doing a jigsaw puzzle is a communal activity. Puzzle usually sits in our lounge room for days, if not weeks, as we each put in various pieces of the puzzle. But the further it goes on, the more competitive we get. It starts with trying to be the first person to put that little section together, or maybe the border around the outside. Then it moves to being the one who's able to put in those tricky pieces that no one has been able to locate. And then finally, as the puzzle is getting close to completion, it becomes the one who gets to put in the final piece. And what's happened in our house in the past, and will probably happen again, is that somebody decides to just hang on to a few pieces, just hold them back, just to make sure that they're the one to put in that final piece. And while the rest of us will be searching around under the chairs and under the table looking for that piece, they'll quietly and calmly sneak in and put in the final piece. Now, I don't know if this is healthy or not, but this is just how we do jigsaw puzzles in our house. But despite the occasional jigsaw puzzle thief in our house, there's also been times when that final piece wasn't stolen, and we've come to the end of a puzzle only to find out that there's been a piece missing all along. And that's when accusations start to fly. Who's hiding the final piece? Till we work out for sure there really was a piece missing all along. It's really frustrating when that happens, isn't it? Because you can't finish that puzzle. You spent hours doing all sorts of complex work, finding out where each piece went, only to get to the end and not be able to finish it. No matter how clever you are, you just can't finish a puzzle if you don't have that final piece. And like a puzzle that's missing its final piece, those who don't know Jesus for themselves and the hope that his life, death, and resurrection brings to our lives are still missing the essential piece of the puzzle. Without Jesus in their life, life is incomplete. And without joy, the joy that they long to find in the things of this world but can only be found in Jesus. He is the only way that anyone can get to know God. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. The good news that God has given us the final piece in his plan of salvation. When God spoke through the person and work of his Son. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a conversation that started in a really unusual way. Maybe somebody you don't know has walked up to you and said something you would have never expected. Or maybe somebody you know really well has done the same thing. But that's what God did when he spoke through his Son. He spoke through a baby that was born to a virgin girl in a barn and then laid in a trough. He spoke as God's one and only Son left the glory and honor that were rightfully his in heaven and humbled himself to be born a frail, helpless human baby. A baby that had to rely on the care of his human parents just to stay alive. But as God initiated this conversation and spoke his love into our world, he reached out to us and he drew us near, those who trust in Jesus. And that's the good news of Christmas. It's the wonderful news that God has spoken to us through his Son. In the past, God had spoken through men called prophets, who would speak whatever God told them to say. He showed his people signs and wonders, along with creation itself, which testifies to the glory of God. But at that first Christmas, God sent the final word, the final piece in the puzzle of God's plan of salvation, as he spoke to us through his Son. This is really good news for those who trust in Jesus for two main reasons. And the first is that because God has spoken to us through his Son, we can have confidence that there are answers to the big questions we have in this life. Before Jesus entered our world, the prophets warned God's people time and time again about the consequences of their sin and rebellion against him. Now, sometimes this pricked their consciences and affected their hearts, and they recommitted themselves to follow the Lord. But every time they did this, every time they tried to put their sin behind them and follow the Lord with all their hearts, they failed dismally. But when Jesus entered our world, God spoke through his Son and provided the ultimate answer to our wandering hearts. When God sent Jesus into our world, he took our sin and rebellion on himself and paid for it on the cross. He provided those who trust in him with the answer to our inability to serve him fully. He lived a life completely obedient to God and died in our place so that when we're feeling unworthy of God's mercy, when we're wrestling with the guilt of our own sin, when we aren't feeling close to God, and though it feels as though he is a long way away, we can have confidence because whether we feel like it at any given point or not, if we trust in Jesus, we know that he has lovingly reached out to us and shown us his love and mercy when he spoke to us through his Son. This world has no answers in those times when we face anguish, grief and pain, because the hope of those who don't trust in Jesus is to have a prosperous and comfortable life here on earth. And so when something or someone they care about deeply is taken away, they'll either pretend that everything's all right or they'll become bitter. But for those who trust in Jesus, there is hope beyond our circumstances. Because on that first Christmas, God lovingly reached out to us when he spoke to us through his Son. And the second reason is because God has spoken through his Son, we can know and trust in him. In Isaiah chapter 6, we are told that Isaiah saw the Lord seated on his throne and exalted. And he heard the praises of the angels as they called out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And after he had seen the Lord and heard the praises of the angels, Isaiah instantly cried out in anguish, "Woe to me! I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Isaiah knew that no one who had any sin at all in their life could stand in the presence of God, because he is holy, holy, holy. To be holy means to be set apart, to be separated from everything that is corrupt and sinful in this world. And so what that means is that none of us could ever enter God's presence without being completely destroyed by our sin and shame. When God lovingly reached out to us and spoke to us through his Son, he made a way possible for us to know him. In the past, God spoke through godly men called the prophets, and they reflected God as much as any sinful man could. And because of these prophets, God's people knew of his holiness, his righteousness, and his mercy. But when God spoke to us through his Son, he revealed the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his being. Through his Son, God didn't just tell us about himself, he revealed himself to us. Verse 2 tells us that the Son is the heir of all things and the one who made the universe, the one who sustains all things by his powerful word. And yet because of his love for us, when God lovingly reached out and spoke to us through his Son, he left the glory and the honor that was rightfully his in heaven and humbled himself to take on the nature of his own created creatures, those who were created to serve him, so that sinners like us would be able to stand in God's presence and have a relationship with him. And so that the fear of God might be replaced with reverence and awe at the one who knows us and who we know. Because God lovingly reached out to us when he spoke to us through his Son. Christmas is really good news for everyone who trusts in Jesus. Not just because God spoke, but because God spoke through his Son. He spoke through the heir of all things, the creator of the universe, the one who is able to back everything he says because of who he is and because of what he has done for us on the cross. And that's good news, whether we're relaxed and looking forward to our Christmas celebrations and maybe a bit of a break, or whether we're stressed, frustrated, lonely, or in pain. Because God has given us the big answers when he spoke to us through his Son. If only we would look in the right place. If only we would look to Jesus. God has made a way for us to come to him. He has lovingly reached out to us while we were still running from him and provided us with the missing piece of the puzzle. That same thing that those who don't know the Lord are searching for everywhere in the things of this life. The good news of Christmas is that whoever puts their trust in Jesus will find peace and security because of what Jesus has done for them. They will know God and be known by him. Because Jesus is the missing piece of the puzzle. He is the final word in God's plan of salvation. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for hope that is greater than our failures. We thank you for hope that is greater than our feelings. We thank you for the security, the assurance that can be found through hope in Jesus, because you spoke to us through your Son, and because every word that you speak comes true, because you are the one who created all things and sustains all things. And so you deserve all the glory. Lord, we pray that you would help us to give you that glory this Christmas. Amen.